The U.S. air campaign in Afghanistan has stirred unrest in several Islamic states and in nations with significant Muslim populations. In the South African port of Cape Town, Muslims staged a protest march to the heavily guarded American consulate last week. Muslims make up about 3% of the South African population, and some plan to travel to Afghanistan to join a holy war against the United States. The South African government warns it will prosecute anyone who does. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports.
Ibrahim Akbar's fish shop is bustling this day. Customers and friends come in to purchase inexpensive and tasty seafood and also to say goodbye. Despite the success of the business he owns in a trendy section of Johannesburg, Akbar is preparing to give it all up and take his two sons to Afghanistan to fight alongside Taliban forces.
If the bombing persists like it is going on at the moment, it could be within a few days. It is my religious duty to go. I have to leave my shop. I have to leave my house. I have to leave my wife, my daughters, and I have to go.
Akbar is one of a small but growing number of South African Muslims who say they are outraged by the American-led attack on Afghanistan. A Muslim group in Cape Town, Al-Qibla, is labeled a terrorist organization by the U.S. government. It's threatened retaliation against America because of the bombing and is actively recruiting Muslim men to join a holy war against the West. A mainstream Islamic organization, the Muslim Judicial Council, hasn't gone that far, but it has endorsed the desire of individual Muslims to answer a call of jihad against the U.S. in Afghanistan. Ebrahim Baum, head of the Council of Islamic Theologians, explained what he says are prevailing Muslim sentiments here of not only anger at the U.S., but of great admiration for accused terrorist Osama bin Laden.
And I think that admiration is not only amongst Muslims. You will find that particular admiration running into the non-Muslims, especially the indigenous people of South Africa. And I think maybe it is a manifestation of the anger people have with regard to America's foreign policy.
Among some South African Muslims, the call to jihad seems to be finding an eager audience. Kamil Akbar says he'll join his father in what he believes is a fight to the death between a Christian Western civilization and his faith of Islam.
Allah will not allow America, Bush, Blair, and the rest of the infidels that support his campaign against Afghanistan. Allah will not allow these people to destroy Afghanistan.
But the South African government has vowed to crack down hard on citizens planning to support the Taliban. Deputy Foreign Minister Aziz Pahad, himself a Muslim, has a warning for those planning to respond to a call for jihad against the West.
The law enforcement agencies will continue to gather information and monitor activities of such groups to ensure full adherence to the law of the country.
Officials point out there's little a democratic government can do to prevent people from leaving the country. But spokesmen insist that any South African volunteers for jihad in Afghanistan will face the full force of the law when they return to the country. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Johannesburg.